and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden addressed the nation from the Oval Office for the last time, warning of what he called the tech industrial complex.
Today, an oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence that literally threatens our entire democracy, our basic rights and freedoms, and a fair shot for everyone to get ahead.
He said participating in democracy becomes exhausting, even disillusioning, if people don't feel they have a fair shot. Earlier, the president announced a tentative three-phase Gaza ceasefire hostage release deal, with phase one supposed to start on Sunday, 33 hostages to be released, including some Americans. Habitual stowaway Svetlana Dali pleaded not guilty in federal court in New York City. The 57-year-old ordered held without bail. Prosecutors and Dali's lawyer say they'll try to work out a plea deal for her. This is ABC News. More on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's lawsuit against Capital One, asserting it chiseled more than $2 billion out of savings account holders with two nearly identically named accounts, 360 Savings and 360 Performance Savings.
The government alleges that Capital One advertised that 360 Savings account as having one of the nation's best and highest interest rates. Meantime, the bank actually froze the rate on those accounts. Capital One is vigorously denying the allegations. They say the government is following a recent pattern of filing 11th-hour lawsuits ahead of a change in administration.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. The Harry Ransom Center at the University of Texas announced that Saturday Night Live creator Lorne Michaels has donated his career archive to the center. The collection includes behind-the-scenes rehearsal notes, scripts, and photographs of iconic characters and sketches. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days.
Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Greg Gard gets number 200. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin held on at the Kohl Center to win 70-68 over The Ohio State. Badgers head coach Greg Gard with his 200th career win.
As I told the team downstairs, I mean, it's a lot of hard work by a lot of people putting me in this position and a lot of people that should go on that 200.
In Chicago, number 7th ranked Marquette beat DePaul in overtime, 85-83. NBA, the Bucks took over early and beat the Kings 130-115, ending Sacramento's 7-game winning streak. NFL, with the loss of Christian Watson to a torn ACL, Jets wide receiver Davante Adams on what he thinks the Packers should do next.
It's looking right now like obviously they might need some receiver help in one way or the other just based off of what they have available. And you know, maybe a veteran or something in there. I don't know. We'll see.
That's former Packer Davante Adams with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for some fun indoor entertainment, given the frigid temperatures on the way, here are some movies that might interest you. There continues to be no shortage of horror films, and if that is your genre of choice, check out a new take on the age-old classic Wolfman, starring Julia Garner of Ozark fame. Also opening in wide release is the comedy One of Them Days, starring Kiki Palmer and musical artist SZA, which tells the story of two roommates scrambling to pull rent money together. At the time of this reading, the film is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes,
Domingo's and SZA's acting chops have impressed critics. Coleman Domingo's role continues. The film Sing Sing will be re-released this weekend. And if you happen to be incarcerated, you're in luck as well. The film will be playing in correctional facilities all across America, and that makes sense since Sing Sing tells the story of teaching rehabilitation through the arts and has almost a perfect audience and critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A wintry mix of light snow and some light freezing rain developing, but even that will come to an end overnight. Cloudy skies are temperatures in the upper 20s by daybreak. A northwest wind developing, gusting to 25. Mostly cloudy and breezy Thursday, highs in the lower 30s. It's 24 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Governor Evers announcing a new Office of Violence Prevention, talking about gun safety, and J.R. Ratcliffe. Stalk all things sports in hour number two. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. Some just astonishing news here. This David Zhao was a guy who was just, you know, an average guy who went to visit his dentist. And he's laying back in the dentist chair. He's got fluoride trays in his mouth. He's getting a treatment. And as Zhao recalls, this is from Time magazine, by the way, an assistant came over with a clipboard and a document for him to initial. He normally would have read each page closely, but he had a fluoride tray in his mouth and he was kind of stressed out. And so he just signed the documents. He says 3 weeks later, he got a bill from Synchrony Bank, which owns Care Credit, the largest medical credit card company in the U.S. Now, I didn't even know there was a medical credit card industry. Turns out it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. And what this guy had signed up for without realizing it was a credit card that immediately paid his dentist and then hit him with a bill that if he doesn't pay it off within a certain relatively short period of time, he gets charged 26.9% interest, 27% interest. Care Credit has 270,000 doctors and dentists who are pushing these credit cards right now on their customers, up from 177,000 participating providers a decade ago. Revenue for the medical patient financing industry was $15.3 billion in 2023, according to a research firm Ibis World, which found that as healthcare becomes less affordable due to rising premiums and insurance gaps, more patients are turning to medical loans or installment plans. You know, we're the only developed democracy in the world where people even go into debt because somebody got sick, much less have to take out a 27% credit card that's being hustled to them by 270,000 physicians and dentists. Here's another. This is Sonia Romero. She's a nursing home worker from Los Angeles. She went to House Dental in Southgate, California, in September 2021 to see about replacing some missing teeth. The dentist asked her to sign some forms to determine her eligibility for payment, for a payment plan. But he never mentioned Synchrony or credit or Care Credit, according to Time magazine. Romero says she signed the forms, but ultimately decided not to have the procedure done. So no charge, right? Well, wrong. She receives a bill from Care Credit for $3,437. She didn't get any dental work done, and so she didn't pay the bill. And so now she's got Cavalry SPV LLC, a debt buyer, harassing her, saying that she owes $4,231.82. In other words, the original amount plus interest. And she's going to challenge it in court, but, you know, hey. Care Credit, by the way, is the largest of these medical debt or medical credit card companies. They earned $956 million from interest and fees on loans in the third quarter of last year. Just in a three-month period, they earned $956 million, a 13% increase from a year ago. This is an industry crying out for regulation. But more importantly, America should not be the only country in the world that does not say that healthcare is a right, but that instead asserts healthcare is merely a privilege. Healthcare should be a right. It should be a part of the commons, like education and frankly, I think housing should be a right. But, you know, we got libertarians here, so what can you say? Meanwhile, the Federal Trade Commission yesterday just published this mind-boggling new report on these drug middlemen, these pharmacy benefit managers. They have been bought up now by the big drugstore chains. So what's going on is that the pharmacy benefit managers, the middlemen, used to basically rip off everybody. So they got bought out by the drugstores, and now the drugstores are using the pharmacy benefit manager middleman role that they now control to rip us all off. And just listen to these numbers. I mean, this is mind-boggling. There's the three largest middlemen, CVS Health's Caremark Rx, Cigna Group's Express Scripts, and United Health Group's Optum Rx, right, are the three biggest. Of these three companies, 63% were reimbursed at rates marked up by more than 100% over their estimated cost. In other words, they're marking up drugs by at least 100%. 22% of these drugs were marked up by more than 1,000%. 1,000%. For the pulmonary hypertension drug Tadalafil, which is I believe it's one of these arm drugs, these anti-blood pressure drugs. Adcirca is the generic name, I guess, or the brand name rather. Pharmacies. Now we're talking the generic version. Pharmacies purchased the drug for an average of $27 in 2022. Now I don't know if that's for 100 pills or what, but $27. And the three big PBMs that I just shared with you marked up the drug by $2,079. That's a staggering average markup of 7,736%. So it's not just the drug companies that are ripping us all off. Now it's these retail pharmacies that own these middlemen. Now it's CVS and Cigna and United Health and the retail pharmacies associated with them. Again, this is from the FTC's report. It says, quote, such significant markups allowed the big three PBMs and their affiliated specialty pharmacies to generate more than $7.3 billion in revenue from dispensing drugs in excess of the drug's estimated acquisition costs between 2017 and 2022. $7.3 billion in markups. In markups. All, and again, back to the quote, all while patient, employer, and other healthcare plan sponsored payments for drugs steadily increased annually. We're being robbed. And Republicans are just fine with this, by the way. They love this. Because, you know, when these big companies make billions of dollars ripping us all off, what do they do with a small fraction of that money? They give it to Republican members of Congress. And a few Democrats, you know, the on-the-take Democrats, you know, they kind of advertise the fact that they're on the take. They call themselves problem solvers. Yeah. And finally, the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, which by congressional authority can have a say over tobacco advertising and tobacco packaging, wants the tobacco companies to put new graphic warnings, including depictions of how smoking can cause bladder cancer, head and neck cancer, fatal lung disease, stunted fetal growth during pregnancy, cataracts, and type 2 diabetes. And a Trump-appointed judge, Mr. Barker, U.S. District Judge J. Campbell Barker in Tyler, Texas, on Monday said that the FDA went beyond their authority. Now, there was a similar case back in 2022 by Judge Barker, same guy. Tobacco companies are apparently, you know, forum shopping, and they went to Judge Barker, and he said, nope, FDA can't do this. This was 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago. And the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, it's based out of New Orleans, overturned that. And the tobacco companies appealed that to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, we're not going to hear the appeal. We're going to let it stand that it's overturned. In other words, the judge lost. The tobacco companies lost. The FDA won. But now they're doing it all over again. They're just starting the process literally all over again. And, you know, they'll be taking it to a slightly different Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals and a slightly different Supreme Court. And we'll, you know, they're just figuring, hey, maybe we can make this work. Incredible. Incredible. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. It's 15 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So what's up? What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all. In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry about or have concerns about. But with so much out of our control, there is one thing you can regain control of, and that's your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies and may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head over to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right back, right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. So get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, today to get started. selectquote.com/Tom. Welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Ann in Trinity, Florida. Hey, Ann, what's up? Thanks for listening to WMNF.
Hey, Tom. Thank you very much. I was calling today because we are having calls for unity and that we need to understand the Trump voters. And Trisha Yearwood's going to sing, so we've got to, you know, all come together. And I've given thought to that for 10 years now as Trump came down that golden escalator with either paid people to be there waving signs or his employees.
They paid people $50 each to stand there
to and wave those signs.
Yeah.
Very good use of perception there.
Yep.
He's got that. He knows it well.
Oh, NBC trained him well.
Yes. But I've decided that the dilemma of, you know, unity, and I've decided that if I were alive in the 30s and the 40s, I would not have been friends with fascist Nazis and their sympathizers. And that hasn't changed today. Their viewpoints are the same. They're against immigrants. They're against LGBTQ. They make diversity, equality, and inclusion bad words. They want to throw out our democracy like bathwater, Norquist, wet dream, and apparently Mike Lee's. They're just not people that I want to be friends with or hang out with.
Yeah, I get it.
And I agree. You were talking earlier, you know, we do want to be collegial, and we need to stop. If Hitler were sitting next to Obama, would he have laughed with him? Trump's own generals, four-star generals, used the term fascist. And they don't use that term lightly. They don't just throw it around randomly.
Yeah.
And so it makes me angry when I see, we want to be collegial. And we let things slide.
I think Obama was just trying to be polite. I mean, you know, he was trapped in one of those situations, like when you sit down next to someone on an airplane and they just want to talk, you know.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like if Hitler were sitting next to him, though, I'm pretty sure he would have just kind of kept his head turned to the right.
Yeah,
and
I
just
get
have
it.
Never turned
no,
to the left.
I get the critique, but I think we have bigger fish to fry right now, Ann.
But yes, I mean, I do get, you know, that we do need to be considered and things like that. But there has to be a line. You know, I think that if, you know, the Confederates were considered traitors, we don't treat the rebel flag like the swastika, and we should have.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Because they denote the same exact thing.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
We try to be the better person and let things slide, and we have to stop.
Yeah, and we should have started in the 1870s. I completely agree. And thank you. Thank you very much. Annette in Baltimore. Hey, Annette, what's up? Annette, watching us on Free Speech TV in Baltimore?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Thank you, back at you.
All right. Look, I had to write it down because you mentioned a lot of things that was interesting. But anyway, I need advice. I'll be 64 this year, and I know it. What is it, 65, you go to, is it Medicare?
Yeah, Medicare, yes.
Medicare. Yeah. I have TRICARE. Is there a way I can keep my TRICARE? When I talked to TRICARE, they said I had to sign up for A and B.
Right.
Is that true? Like, yes. I don't know.
Yeah, you do. When you turn 65, and you can do it months before you turn 65. In fact, I encourage you to do so. Just make an appointment, Medicare.gov. You can go to their website. Make an appointment with your local Medicare office. You're in Baltimore. There's definitely an office in Baltimore. Louise and I went in person. I think since we turned 65 before the pandemic. I think since the pandemic, they've been doing things more telephone friendly.
Right.
But you just want to hook up with the Medicare people and be very careful, because that government website, that Medicare.gov website, will also direct you to Medicare Advantage, which you want to avoid if you possibly can, if you can afford to avoid.
Right. I heard your warnings about that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. If I was born in 61, what is my retirement age?
Well, on Social Security, it has been pushed back. I don't know what the years are. I'm sorry.
Right, because I know it. But, they changed it for depending on what year you were born in. That's why I don't know no more.
Yeah, it's 67. I don't either. It's 67 now, and that took effect last year, even though that changes me by Reagan back in 83.
Right, but that's if you were born in a certain year.
That's
then
correct.
The 67 applies
you should,
to you.
You should be able to look that up,
I can Google that.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
And
I don't believe any Democrats should be honoring any norms.
Yeah, I'm with you. I salute Michelle Obama for not showing up to sit next to Donald Trump and not showing up for his inaugural. God bless her. Annette, thank you for the call. It's it's brave women like Michelle Obama who are, I think, going to be our guides in these next 4 years. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with your calls on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the True People's Media.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden addressed the nation from the Oval Office for the last time, warning of what he called the tech industrial complex.
Today, an oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence that literally threatens our entire democracy, our basic rights and freedoms, and a fair shot for everyone to get ahead.
He said participating in democracy becomes exhausting, even disillusioning, if people don't feel they have a fair shot. Earlier, the president announced a tentative three-phase Gaza ceasefire hostage release deal, with phase one supposed to start on Sunday, 33 hostages to be released, including some Americans. Habitual stowaway Svetlana Dali pleaded not guilty in federal court in New York City. The 57-year-old ordered held without bail. Prosecutors and Dali's lawyer say they'll try to work out a plea deal for her. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for a trip down TV memory lane and were a fan of the show Twin Peaks, this might pique your interest. The murder mystery drama set in the Pacific Northwest will be available on Blu-ray box set. In addition to all the seasons, there will be 27 hours of behind-the-scenes and extra features. The box set doesn't officially drop until February 3rd, but you can currently pre-order it on Amazon for a cool $56. Actors work odd jobs to pay rent before their big break. For actor David Schwimmer, one of the gigs included serving divorce papers after his freshman year in college, thanks to his lawyer mother. The Friends actor and star of the new show Goosebumps told Stephen Colbert he once served singer Rod Stewart with divorce papers. Apparently, Alana Stewart, Rod's wife at the time, no longer wanted his body or thought he was sexy. Goosebumps is available to stream on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Greg Gard gets number 200. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin held on at the Kohl Center to win 70-68 over The Ohio State. Badgers head coach Greg Gard with his 200th career win.
As I told the team downstairs, I mean, it's a lot of hard work by a lot of people putting me in this position and a lot of people that should go on that 200.
In Chicago, number 7th ranked Marquette beat DePaul in overtime, 85-83. NBA, the Bucks took over early and beat the Kings 130-115, ending Sacramento's 7-game winning streak. NFL, with the loss of Christian Watson to a torn ACL, Jets wide receiver Davante Adams on what he thinks the Packers should do next.
It's looking right now like obviously they might need some receiver help in one way or the other just based off of what they have available. And you know, maybe a veteran or something in there. I don't know. We'll see.
That's former Packer Davante Adams with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A wintry mix of light snow and some light freezing rain developing, but even that will come to an end overnight. Cloudy skies are temperatures in the upper 20s by daybreak. A northwest wind developing, gusting to 25. Mostly cloudy and breezy Thursday. Highs in the lower 30s. It's 24 at our studios.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special edition. Jeff Wright, candidate for Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instructions, will be here live. We'll spend a half an hour getting to know him and why he wants the job. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
When you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman. That's with two N's at the end, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N today. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member today. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. That's ffrf.us/Hartman. Or text Hartman to 511-511. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Tim in Rohnert Park, California. Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I absolutely adore your program.
Thank you.
I'm calling because it kind of blows my mind. I can't believe that the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment has not been handled yet.
I agree.
And I understand that Joe Biden could enforce it just by publishing it in the National Archives.
That's my understanding also. Yes.
Which is an agency of the executive branch.
Correct.
And this is so right now the rights of women are legislated, not protected. And this has been they introduced it to Congress over 100 years ago. And
and that's the problem. And the minute that he publishes it, there will be a lawsuit to the Supreme Court to try to basically unpublish it. And odds are the court will go along with that. The argument that they're making is that the amendments to the Constitution have to be ratified within a certain time window, and that this particular amendment, the ERA, took longer than that time window, and therefore the earlier ratifications don't count. And so it's still short of the number. My guess is, in fact, my bet would be, I would bet money that the Supreme Court would overturn, Biden putting it on in the Federal Register. But I still think he should
isn't
do
it. Isn't it the right thing? Yeah, isn't it the right thing to do? Yeah.
Yep, I still think he should
do
it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Tom, for everything you do.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. Good talking to you. Appreciate the call. Patty in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hey, Patty, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I wanted to remind people
Patty, your phone is falling apart here. I'm sorry, Patty. I'm going to put you on hold here if you can hear me. Your phone is fading in and out. It sounds like a VoIP phone on a bad internet line. Mateo, she's on line 4 if you want to pick that up and figure out what's going on. Mona. Or in Asheville, North Carolina, or is it Mona? It's Mona, right?
Mona. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, what's up?
Well, you were talking about care credit earlier. I actually just used it right before you started talking to about it. They've got you over a barrel because I use it at the veterinarians and at my dentist. And my husband and I are like paycheck to paycheck people. Supposed to be retired, but can't afford to retire. And so, you know, you get a toothache or you put off the dentist just so long, and they won't set up payment plans anymore like they used to.
Right. No, they just get you to sign up for the credit card.
Yeah, absolutely. And so years ago, we had used it, and actually, we had this years and years ago had to file bankruptcy, and care credit was one of them we did. So what I do now, like I just had my dog at the vet, She had to go. She's been sick, and I don't have the disposable cash. My daughter shares it with me. In fact, she's in Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so, you know, then I pay her back. So that helps. But one thing that we found out, every place they've got contracts with, like these different doctors, dentists, that use it, they'll lure you in with zero interest. And then, but each place is different. So it might be zero interest for 6 months. It might be 30 days. It might be a year.
Oh, really?
And if you miss, yeah. So if you miss that deadline, that's when they zap you with the ridiculous interest.
Right.
So you really need to pay attention, you know, people that use it too. Like my daughter will pay it right away and not risk it. But yeah, that's how we got in trouble with it. Because not every place will tell you, you know. It's like, oh, well, you got to have this paid off in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the only other thing I called about is, why on earth are people so afraid of that fat man coming into office? They're just, we watched, is it Joni Ernst this mm-hmm. morning?
Yeah.
And just totally turning around. Why are they so afraid of this man?
He has considerable political power, and he will soon control the military and the prosecutorial apparatus of the United States government. He is not someone that you can take lightly. And in the Republican Party, he has seized complete control of the GOP. I mean, they've completely surrendered to him, much like the conservatives did to Hitler in 34, in 33, yeah. Rather. I mean, we've seen this movie before.
Yeah. I like your take on it. I listen to you most days, you and Michael Signorelli. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, it just disgusts me. And it makes you nervous, but I'm going to take you guys' advice and keep calling our representatives.
Good.
And not go by the wayside. I'm with the North Carolina Dems here. So
great.
As much as you hate to, we'd like a little reprieve, but I don't think we can.
Yeah. Well, Mona, good on you. And thanks for the information on the credit card or the medical credit.
Okay.
So that's crazy. Thank
okay,
you so much.
Jen.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you, Tom.
Sure enough.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yep. Leslie in Davenport, Iowa. Hey, Leslie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Back at you.
Thank you. So that's so funny. I just had this experience with care credit this week. I have two very quick stories. So, yes, my son came back from holiday break, you know, or just before the holiday, had to go in for an emergency on his tooth. Wasn't infected, but he needs his wisdom teeth out. This Friday, he gets his wisdom teeth out. I call the dentist this week to find out how much it will be, how much insurance will cover. So not only does insurance not cover all of it, but we need to pay up front and then insurance will reimburse us. And I said, well, do you take payment plans? And they said, we have care credit. And they don't do payment plans. It's care credit. You put all of it on the care credit. We would pay off then what I guess the insurance will pay, but you only have 12 months to pay it off.
Before
it's
the interest
$3,900.
starts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's $3,900, which we have, but not for teeth right at the moment.
Okay.
But it's not like it's, you know, it's not like it's not, he has to get them out or he'll get infections. I mean, a little impact his health.
Been there, done that, yeah. Myself
yeah,
and so my kids.
Right. So they put you over, right, the wonderful world of having kids.
Yeah.
And they put you over a barrel. Last year, because I have a TBI, I've had a lot of tests. So my local hospital, I had an MRI there. I called to make payment arrangements as I had always done. And the local health system said, oh, if you can't pay this off in 6 months, you have to take out a loan. And they push you towards a local credit union to take a loan out to pay it off.
Which is probably a better option than these high interest credit cards.
Very true. But basically your choices are, we'll, you know, you don't pay it, and
right.
you will
you go in debt.
Get
this is nuts. I mean,
you
know, healthcare should be a right
up, you know.
As a human being and as
Absolutely.
A citizen.
Absolutely. And I'm like, well, I don't have, you know, $4,000 on me, but, you know, I mean, I paid it, but it was just getting a loan, forcing people to get, and then they're under no obligation to give you that loan. And yeah. then where are you?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, just since that happened to me this week, I wanted to tell you those stories.
Well, thank you, Leslie. The stories are piling up here. I appreciate it. Thank you
Aren't
so much.
They? They're crazy. Yeah, it's a scam.
Yep. Thank you, Leslie.
Take care.
Yep. Lee in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Lee, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm alive and kicking here, Lee. What's on your mind?
Well, same here. And I just reached what they call the FRA, the retirement age,
uh-huh.
where I don't have to worry about my income. I can keep working. And they asked me about Medicare. And I know I listen to you all the time. And I know you talk about it all the time. But I wasn't there, so I kind of half listened. So I'm asking, what is your advice to me about signing up for Medicare?
Sure. You just turned 65. Is that the deal, Lee?
No, actually, I'm a little bit older. I just reached the formal retirement age or whatever they call it. That way I was holding off.
Is that 67?
I'm still working.
Yeah.
Well, 66 and 8 months.
66, okay. I'm pretty sure that when you turn 65, you have to sign up for Medicare, and if you don't, you get penalized. So, I could be wrong on that, but I don't think I am. I'm no expert on this, although I did write a book about, you know, our healthcare system. But the thing you need to do right away, Lee, is call your local Medicare office. You've got one there in Orlando. And make an appointment to come in and talk to somebody or get somebody on the phone and ask them those questions and just be very, very clear with them that you want real Medicare, not Medicare Advantage, if you can afford it. I realize that there are some people who can't, but...
When I signed up, and I just registered for Social Security a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. the young lady on the phone signed me up for the basic Medicare.
Parts A and B?
I think it's just the very basic Medicare.
Right.
Because I was unsure what to do.
That's parts A and B is basic Medicare. And one covers hospitals, the other covers doctors and drugs and stuff. And then there is a 20% hole in one of those two. And so you need to pick up an insurance plan from a regular insurance company to fill in that hole. And there's a lot of competition in that marketplace. Those are called Medigap plans because they fill in that 20% gap, and or Medicare supplement plans. They're also called that. But be very careful because the people who sell them also sell Medicare Advantage, and very often they will try to talk you into Medicare Advantage instead of a Medigap plan because it's far more profitable for them. So, but Lee, talk to the Medicare people.
One last quick question. I'm also a veteran, and I get VA Medicare.
Right. TRICARE you're talking about. Yeah, you need to talk to the VA about that. I don't know anything, very little about that, Lee. I'm sorry. But I know that you still have to sign up for Medicare. Lee, good luck. Thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
President Biden just announced that the Gaza ceasefire and hostage deal, which is going to include releasing American hostages from Gaza, is going to take effect on Sunday. So stay tuned.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete? Did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. I try to eat healthy, but I'm a human. Occasionally I fall off the wagon. The last time was with these incredible Christmas cookies that Louise got. Anyhow, even when I miss my diet and nutrition goals, you know, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. They actually guarantee success. How in the world can Field of Greens promote better health and promise it? Because each fruit and vegetable was doctor-selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney group, metabolism, even healthy weight. Field of Greens is radically better. It's the only one that promises better health or your money back. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens. One drink a day is all it takes. You'll look and feel healthier with more energy fast, and your doctor will notice your improved health, or you can get your money back. So get your New Year's discount with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. Easy to remember, fieldofgreens.com. And to get that New Year's discount, use the code TOM, T-H-O-M.
We stand together, there's nothing we can't do. The strength of the union begins with you. From the factory floors to the office walls, we've got the power to change it all. A fair day's wage and a voice in the fight.
52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Bill in San Diego. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'd like to push back a little bit on the care credit. I found that it's been very helpful for me when I need an emergency root canal.
Mm-hmm.
The dentist office was very good at saying, okay, you can't pay for it now. Would you like to pay for it over 12 months or 24 months? It's an interest-free loan.
Initially.
Anybody that doesn't
initially
Well, yeah, if you don't pay your bills, then, you know, yes, you have to.
Yeah, I'm not saying this is an industry that shouldn't exist. What I am saying, my complaint is not with them specifically. I mean, they're filling a market niche that needs to be filled.
Yeah.
My complaint is that anybody needs to borrow money for medical expenses in America.
Absolutely. You're totally right there. I agree with you. And everybody has emergency dental or pet stuff. And here's an opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
I also had a high interest.
If I could also, Bill, I would also suggest that, you know, people who are thinking about doing this should also talk to their credit union or their local bank if they've got a local bank, because even though you're going to have to pay interest from day one, if you're not sure that you're going to be able to pay this off within the period, and in some cases it's 60 days, in some cases it's 12 months, whatever it may be. Then, you know, go with a low interest or a lower interest loan anyway.
Lower the better.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Okay.
All right.
Bill, thanks a lot. Yeah. Mead in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Mead, what's on your mind today?
Hello. Yeah. I talked to you once before and I brought up the thing about propaganda and you said that's a negative thing. And I'm thinking it's very woke to not use that word. They should claim it and use it a lot. I heard, I think, Martha McSally talk about all the deep state info is propaganda. I think propaganda, instead of the word lies, you know, like there's specific points. And I think,
are you arguing that the word propaganda should be or should not be a pejorative?
Yeah, should be.
It should be considered a negative word. I agree with that.
And use it for the lies.
Sure.
Instead of the word lies, which is really common, but propaganda.
Yeah, that's,
and also,
I don't object
black
to that.
Shirts, brown shirts, you'd call them red hats.
Yeah.
You'd call them red hats.
There you go. Yep. I like that. That's a great appellation. Thank you very much, Mead. Terry in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Terry, what's up?
Hi. Good morning, Tom. I have a question. Since the Supreme Court ruled Trump has immunity, does that mean that he cannot be impeached again?
No, does not mean that he cannot be impeached. He can still be impeached. It would just, you know, it would take Democrats controlling the House and Senate because Republicans will never do it.
Got it. All right. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Good talking to you. Thank you very much. Let's see. How much time do we have? Oh, I've got 15 seconds, so it wouldn't be fair to anybody to put them on the air and blow up their full minute. I think it's really important that we pay attention to what's going on with these appointments. We had three of these hearings this morning all at the same time. My concern is that so many people are just going to be kind of in overwhelm and they're going to tune out. Please don't tune out. Pay attention to what's going on. And in particular, next Monday, after Trump gets sworn in, he's probably going to drop 100 executive orders. And we really need to be paying attention then. Write down the phone number of Congress, 202-224-3121. Put it on your refrigerator and get ready to call your members of Congress, even if they're Republican, especially if they're Republican. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. Sport it requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Stay safe, be good to yourself and the people around you, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers. The two most important parts that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable,
meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get three or six packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is GetNativePath.com.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey folks, Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join me this weekend as I welcome Isaiah and the New People. Plus, Terry chats with jazz musician Janet Plant. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden took to the nation's airwaves.
This will be my final address to you from the American people from the Oval Office.
He immediately jumped to the Gaza ceasefire hostage deal he announced earlier, acknowledging the incoming administration's role.
This plan was developed and negotiated by my team, and will be largely implemented by the incoming administration. That's why I told my team to keep the incoming administration fully informed. Because that's how it should be.
It's a three-phase deal with phase one to start on Sunday. The government's a gauge of inflation at the retail level, the consumer price index, rose a higher than expected 0.4% in December to 2.9% on an annual basis. It's considered unlikely the new administration will enact new rules proposed by the Food and Drug Administration that aim to make cigarettes less addictive by capping their nicotine content. This is ABC News. Back to the Los Angeles area wildfires.